from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The manufacturing sector in Timmins is getting more money from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund. This morning, local MPP and Mines Minister George Peary announced grants to three local businesses. Three of them are in mining and manufacturing, the third in the eyeglass business.
$115,970 for Focused Vision, the glasses experts, to establish an optical business that includes a manufacturing lab and an optometrist office and caters to low-income customers needing affordable eyewear.
The Bucket Shop gets $251,000 and Global Industrial Rigging and Supply gets $203,000. In the past month, the Heritage Fund has dropped a shade under $8 million in Timmins and the region. Words like shocking and concerning are used by the mayor of Timmins, reacting to the weekend break-in at the Schumacher Fire Hall. $6,000 worth of life-saving and firefighting equipment was stolen. Mayor Michelle Boileau speculates that the incident could be one symptom of several social issues affecting the city. She says crimes like these are often crimes of desperation.
We're facing significant issues with mental health and especially the opioid crisis. So we know that a lot of this crime is attributed to the fact that people are trying to manage their addictions.
Boileau is thanking Timmins Police for its response and investigation with hope for a positive outcome. The heads of Canada's largest grocery store chains are being called to Ottawa. A Commons committee looking into food inflation has asked the CEOs and presidents of Loblaws, Metro, and Empire to come to a meeting. The request was unanimously approved by all federal parties. Food prices, according to Statistics Canada, have gone up 10% in the last year. Well, Valentine's Day has become a historic anniversary in Canada. 1 year ago today, Prime Minister Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to end Freedom Convoy protests in Ottawa and at U.S. border crossings. It's quiet in downtown Ottawa on the anniversary, with city police saying all convoy activity moved through the city without incident. The Public Order Emergency Commission, which held hearings into the use of the act, is expected to release its finding next week on whether it was necessary in order to end the three-week protest. In Country 93.1 Sports, the McIntyre Arena has been transformed back from a curling rink and is ready for its first Timmins Rock game since January 25th tonight. The opposition will be provided by the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners. The rubber hits the rink at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.